it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bring it up, Jake. Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, our crew, you're struggling today. And you. All right, all our listeners and viewers, don't forget to download and subscribe to You Better You Bet in podcast form. You can catch up on everything from today's show, including Femi's Hour. He recapped the Monday Night Football doubleheader and gave out his best bet to make in the Heisman Trophy market this week. I think the crew's turning things around. That's actually really well written. Tyler, did you write that? That's like really well done. That's excellent.
Yeah.
It's a good job.
Told you not to sleep on him. Mr. 340. Don't sleep.
Well, what's the Geno Smith quote? I wrote Tyler off, but then he didn't write back. Mm-hmm. So Tyler, who wrote it then? So who wrote it? Tyler, you didn't? Who was it?
Ah, there you go.
Well,
Mr. 320.
Sorry, Tyler. Trying to give people credit here. Whoever wrote it, it was very well written. And we want everybody also to swing big on your next Major League Baseball parlay. Use today's parlay boost token to score a bigger payout if your baseball parlay hits. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app and please gamble responsibly. Drew Dinsick, the Whale Capper, joins in 20 minutes. All our bets will close the show 40 minutes from now. But for right now, Femi, let's talk about some of the bets we like for this weekend in the NFL and college football. I hand the baton to you, my friend, and lead us through the segment. We can, however you want, you run the segment, my man. I've got thoughts on the NFL and college.
I got some thoughts as well. College football this week, I think we might be Oppo Taco on a couple of games here. One of the marquee games, Florida at Miami. A couple games.
Which is amazing Florida because like the board, there's like 100 games on the board. I talked about two games and you're Oppo on both of them.
Hey, baby, we're dialed in on the marquee games. That's what we're dialed in on. But the Hurricanes, they're at home laying 7.5 against the Gators. I do think that this is a justified price. And in fact, I think Miami should be an even bigger favorite. I like Miami in the game. I think Miami's better than LSU. And the further removed we get from this LSU-Clemson game, which we're all finding out, Clemson's not good. Like, they're just not good at all. They lost to Georgia Tech. They were down by 16 against Troy. They didn't come back to win that game, and they lost to Clemson Labor Day weekend. Like, I don't think we need to be giving LSU points for that. And in fact, I think what we're going to be doing is we're going to be back in Miami against this Florida team that, like you mentioned, should have been very competitive in the game against
you think they should have
the
won?
LSU type.
You bet Florida. I bet LSU. I kind of walk away from that game. Like, I think I was very lucky to cover the spread and win my bet on that game.
I don't think they should have won because I think LSU would have done just enough to win the game, but they definitely should have covered. They definitely should have covered. Like, you don't lose that. Like, five interceptions and you only lose by 10. Like, you for sure were competitive, but hey, you know what? The quarterback's going to turn the ball over, and that's what happens. That's football on a Saturday. And I guess Brian Kelly says, hey, we won an SEC game by 10. Get off my ass. Says everyone's kind of been giving him problems over there in Baton Rouge. But I do think Miami gets it done. I think Miami this year is like a juggernaut and is very much a talented team. I think we find that out on Saturday against Florida. So give me the Hurricanes. Lay the 7.5 for me.
Ooh, I got to go. Yeah, just like what happens if Lagway, instead of being like the worst quarterback in the history of quarterbacks, is just like below average. Doesn't even have to be good.
Yeah.
He's just like, he's like normal bad.
Normal
he's
bad.
Not like throwing five. He's not Nathan Peterman. Like Florida can't cover this number?
I mean, against LSU they can. I don't think they can against Miami. Because I think Miami's defense is better than LSU's defense.
You agree with Sam that Miami might be the best team in the country?
I think they're amongst the three best teams. I still think Penn State's the best team. We've not seen them play anybody who's relevant. So like, it's hard to like really pound the table for that one, but that's kind of like my preseason thought. So I'm still going to have Penn State at number one. At two, I think it's Oregon. And at three, I do think it's Miami. So like, they're in that elite tier for me. Ohio State just outside, Texas as well. But like, those are the three so far through 3 weeks. I look at them, I say, okay, like those are the teams. And it's coaching is going to come down to it, because one of the coaches is James Franklin. One of them is Mario Cristobal, and Dan Lanning. We've yet to see him show up in the big games either, outside of the Big Ten title game last year. So it's going to be a fun, wacky playoff. But I think those three teams, especially Oregon and Miami, have looked really, really good. They've been dialed in.
I typed this in the chat yesterday when we had Sam on and he was talking about Miami and Oregon. I'm not sure if anyone else has said this yet, so I want full credit. If Miami and Oregon play for like the national title or in the semis or something in the playoff, mm-hmm. we are going to call it the Cristobal.
I mean, it's a great name.
It's good.
That's
right?
What it is. It's really
great,
good.
Or is it good? You be honest.
I mean, you're going to see other people steal it, so I think that means it's great.
It's great.
Like everyone
right?
else is going to
Cristobal.
Yeah, everyone else is going to steal it. Yeah, like you'll see that'll be the headline. Oh, the Cristobal is Mario's last spot in Oregon. Now, yeah.
Why did you like Scott Hansen at the beginning of Red Zone just now?
I don't know.
In Glendale, Mario Cristobal's current team against his former team. All right.
Shout out to the
Fiesta Bowl. We'll be Oppo on Miami and Florida. Yep. So you like Nebraska, I like Michigan. Let's save that for a little later in the week, because we want to do some National Football League as well. One other college football bet, and I said this last week that I was waiting to make this bet this week. It looks like Oklahoma is going to hit a 7-point favorite at home against Auburn this weekend. It's juice 6.5 right now for the Sooners. And look, Mateer's been awesome, and like Venable, whatever. I love Hugh Freeze. I love Hayes' brother, Jackson Arnold. I'm dying, Femi, to take a full 7 with Auburn. Do you have any thoughts on that game, Auburn and Oklahoma?
I have to be honest. I'm a little bit skittish because I've been fading Oklahoma like early in the season, and it's not been going well. Bet Michigan, didn't go well. Bet Temple, which I probably should never have done, but still bet them, didn't go well.
I would say that, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I don't know if I have a blind spot to Oklahoma. Maybe Brent Venables has improved as a head coach. I still kind of like want to see more, as opposed to just beating like a guy who just turned 18 at home in a primetime game and then beating Temple before we crown him. But if I had to bet it, I would be on your side. I don't know if I can do it again. It's been two straight weeks, and I don't know if I want to give more money again to the Sooner Foundation. So I think I'm going to pass the game, but I see what you're seeing with Auburn.
There's one other thought for me on college this weekend, and then if you have any others, Femi, and then we can turn our attention mm-hmm. to the NFL. The Illinois-Indiana spread is fascinating. Hoosiers 4.5-point home favorites against the Illini. Yeah. And Indiana, so the juice has actually flipped over the course of the day today. It was originally a couple hours ago, it was juice towards Illinois. Now it's juice towards Indiana. I'm not sure if there's been any injury news. We've been on the air. Adam Schefter's not going to be tweeting about like Indiana's right guard, so I'm not sure what's going on there. My initial thought is Illinois, but I think I may just end up passing that game. Just feels like Illinois is like too easy of a bet, almost catching those points at Indiana. The other one, and it's a full 3 now, so maybe I'll just put them in a money line parlay. I do like Utah to win at home against Texas Ooh. Tech on Saturday. You have a thought on that game? And if not, let's go to the NFL.
I love that game. Like, I cannot wait to watch this game. And all throughout the summer, we've talked about the Big 12. Everyone says, look how wide open it is. The favorite's like plus 550 because nobody actually knows what's going on. I want to ride this Texas Tech gravy train, man. Like, there's just something about the way they've gone about building this team that I find so interesting with today's college football and today's college sports just in general. Like, we saw them do it with their softball team, just loading up a bunch of money. They made it all the way to the College World Series in softball. Like, they have spent $28 million on this football roster. Like, I think that they're literally going to buy themselves to a Big 12 championship. I'm going to be on the opposite side. I'm going to go rock with Baron Morton and Joey McGuire. I'm backing the Red Raiders on the money line. I think they went. Here's what I'll say. I think Texas Tech either wins the game or Utah wins it and covers going away. Like, I don't really think you're going to need the 3 or whatever. Like, I doubt it's going to land 1 or 2. I think Texas Tech, my opinion, is the better team. I think they're the best team in the Big 12 because they invested in the trenches, and we're seeing the fruits of that labor. So I like the Red Raiders quite a bit. I'm going to rock with Texas Tech.
All right, you better you bet on this Tuesday. Let's turn our attention to the NFL. Let me hit you with an NFL bet. And I teased to start the show that I had a bet that would knock people's socks off. I don't know if this is like a knock your socks off bet. I think I'll have one of those, but I want to talk about this one first. I want to get your opinion on this. I am right now, but I'm not wearing shoes. I take my shoes off in the office. I just have socks on right now.
Well, you had to go somewhere. I'm at home, so I didn't have to wear socks.
So it'd be weird if I went somewhere but didn't wear socks.
Yeah, my home. It's pretty clean.
That's
you don't walk around barefoot in your home?
No, man. You got to have socks on, dude. No.
What?
You have to wear socks. Yes, absolutely.
Floors aren't clean?
Of course my floor is clean. My wife is an insane OCD cleaner.
Bro,
my house is spotless.
Them puppies, bro.
No, free but them like puppies, that's man. But like even if it is clean, like you're still gonna get some stuff. And then like you go on your couch, like you go in your bed, and like the dirt's getting on that. Also, like it's you're in Vegas, it's different. Like it's about to be winter, like it could be a little cold. Like you gotta have the socks on. Like we're a civilized country here. Like come on.
So it is a lot different climate wise because like we have tile floors. Like I don't want to have carpet out here when it's like 115 degrees.
I think Femi froze, so hopefully we'll get Femi back here shortly. I heard Femi, yeah. So we'll get Femi back here.
Like, there's like no better time to freeze than me talking about no my better feet time to freeze when you're break.
And on a tile floor, no less, is honestly is disgusting. Like I do think less of you.
No, I'm not disgusting whatsoever. I think you're just being weird. But man, like there's no reason to have to wear socks if you're in your own home. Outside of the home, of course, yeah, we're all wearing socks. But in your home, in your friendly confines, you're good, man. Wash your feet before you go to bed if you're really that scared about what's going to happen.
Honestly, I kind of think like you're like a barbarian. And like Addy in our chat, like apparently is barefoot also. Like Addy, yeah, like, were you raised by wolves or by humans? Like, can we like put some, can we, everybody put some socks on and grow up?
What are the real ones
that's what needs to happen here.
Are they going socks or are they sockless? Jake is also team barefoot.
I don't care. I don't care what anyone says about anything. Like socks is the right move. Anyway, Packers Browns. Green Bay's defense is tremendous, right? We know that. Mm-hmm. Micah Parsons, their defense. And the offense has been really good too. I think the margin of victory, and we talked about this yesterday, right, with Cleveland on Sunday against Baltimore, where Browns played way, way better than the final score would indicate. The Browns defense has actually been good to start the year. And like the dam broke against Baltimore and the Ravens end up scoring 41 points. But like the Browns defense has been pretty good. And the Browns defense has good players. I mean, this totals 42. How are the Browns scoring like in this game? Like are they scoring like 17 points? And do you feel like the Packers are going to score a ton of points in this game against the Browns defense? I think I like this under.
I think the under makes a lot of sense. And it does feel like a great under spot because like think about how like all the Green Bay's great and I'm part of that crew that's yelling about Green Bay. Like these are kind of the games where off of primetime performances, now you got to go to an unfamiliar opponent on the road. It's just kind of an early window game. I could see Green Bay coming out a little bit flat. So I think Green Bay's offense might not be their best output. So if you're like, you're looking to back Jordan Love or any of the other guys that they're in the pass catching department for the Packers, this is not the game for it. And I don't think Cleveland's ever going to score in this game. So yeah, I actually like that look quite a bit. I didn't consider that one. When looking at the board, because I've mainly been looking at the sides this week outside of a couple of things, but that makes a lot of sense, actually, this Packers-Browns under. And I guess maybe Flacco turning the ball over would be the only way that you lose the bet, but if not that, I think this goes under.
And I'll if you have any others, I want to hit one other thought, which is Steelers-Patriots. Pittsburgh's a 1.5-point favorite on the road. So the Steelers obviously lose to Seattle last week. I look at that game and like maybe, and like, I think Seattle was the right side if you were betting it, especially it closed at like 4. Sam and I said that, and Femi laid 2.5 with Pittsburgh. It's a different story. 4, I think the right side was definitely Seattle. You had the Caleb Johnson play. You had the Rodgers interception in the end zone. Like some things where if it goes a little differently, then maybe, you know, maybe you've got Pittsburgh there, right? Maybe Pittsburgh's able to get the job done. I have to be honest. I think this thing that we're putting up is extremely distracting. This real ones know thing in real time. Because I'm reading it here. I'm like, is this something very important that I need to know? It's not. I just needed to say that because I'm just like, what the hell is this? Okay. Anyway, on the Steelers and Patriots, I'm looking, Femi, at what New England did this past weekend against Miami as great. Like, you barely beat the Dolphins.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you barely beat Miami. I'm going to bet the Steelers. You have an opinion on that game and anything else that you like here for week three in the NFL?
Well, I guess I'd say that, can you say that about Pittsburgh, that they barely beat the Jets, who through 2 weeks, I think we're figuring out are not very good. I think it's a coin flip.
I like Seattle, though, and I think they played Seattle.
Yeah, I guess that's where it differs.
Because
I don't really like Seattle. And like that's where kind of like the preseason priors are still baked into how we think about some of these early season games. Because if I had to bet the game, I'd actually be on the New England side, especially if I can get plus money on a money line price. I think this is a kind of like a literal coin flip. And there's two coaches who are Spider-Man memes, Vrabel and Tomlin. They get the best out of their teams in underdog spots. I'll go with the one that's an underdog. But real quick, another game that I've kind of been considering before we head to break here. Bears-Cowboys. The more I think about it, I'm just going to bet Dallas. It's a pick-em game. I'm getting the much better quarterback. Yeah. I think I'm on your side. It's Dallas. It's Dallas in the game.
Like the much better quarterback in the way like Dak was like an MVP candidate a couple years ago and Caleb Williams might be out of the league in 3 years. I agree with you. On the other side, we'll find out what the whale capper Drew Dinsick thinks about week number three in the NFL.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary. Femi Abebefe and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
All right, 20 minutes from now, all our bets for tonight in the world of sports. And we have something special coming your way with our friends, the host of BetMGM tonight, the bald freak, Brad Evans. But until then, we are joined right now by our pal, NBC sports betting analyst, co-host of the Deep Dive Pod. He's not bald. He's got awesome, long, long, luxurious hair. The great Drew Dinsick, better known to you and yours as the Whale Capper on Twitter at @whale_capper. My friend, welcome back to the show. What's going on?
You know, just looking for a winner, Nick.
It's not been the most fun start to the season. Drew, you're looking for a winner. What is the bet that you are currently most confident will cash this weekend in the National Football League, and why?
Most confident that will cash. Well, the market says my best bet was Jets plus 7.5, because that is now 6.5, trending 6. Don't ask me why I go to war with the Jets again after what happened against the Bills. But
do you want Tyrod for that bet?
Oh yeah,
do you want
absolutely
Fields?
I would much rather have a unconcussed Tyrod than a concussed Justin Fields out there. If you're asking Fields to get it done without, you know, in trying not to put him in harm's way with the scramble and the running, then you've taken away the most dangerous dimension of his football game. And I would rather he just gets the weekend off. I'm assuming he gets the weekend off. I don't see anything benefiting the Jets by forcing him out there. I don't feel confident in anything right now. I'm not firing with confidence whatsoever. I thought for sure I had a good number when the Titans finally hit plus 3.5 and it was flat. That's drifted to where it looks like that's going 4. So that one's a wild one. I'm getting frisky with a backup quarterback in Cincinnati on the road in Minnesota against the backup quarterback. We're at week 3 and I feel like I'm scraping the bottom.
Do we need an intervention for you right now?
Me? Yeah. No.
Because like you sound like you're in the dumps. I'm being honest.
A long way from Maui.
Well, I'm down through 2 weeks. I've had two losing weeks in a row to start the season. That's happened before. Like, I'm not completely inert. You know, I'm not this isn't the first season I've been betting the NFL where I've lost the first 2 weeks. But the way that it's happened, specifically with some of my higher staked sides, has really been tough to get over. And I feel like as I look overall at my futures portfolio, I look at my numbers, like I haven't really changed much outside of the injuries. So it's not like I'm really seeing things play out with certain coaches, with certain teams, with certain quarterbacks, where I'm like, well, they caught me by surprise. Really got to make some adjustments there.
So
like,
it's I feel like I'm kind of.
I feel like
I feel that way about my betting. I'll be honest, and like I'm not saying like I should be up $1 billion, but I mean, yeah, it's probably a little unlucky with some of these losses we've had. There's no question about it. And here's the thing about betting: we can get unlucky the whole season. It's possible. It could happen again this week. But I want to. So here's what I need you to do. Like, you're Drew effing Dinsick. Hold on. You're the whale capper. Been coming on the show for years. Extremely respected member of the sports media, the sports betting media. I need you to at least fake some confidence here, even if you don't.
I'm gonna flip the switch. Ready?
Yeah, I need you to flip the switch. And it's not the Jets, because that price is different. What is the bet that you feel most confident in will cash this weekend?
I cannot make sense of the Patriots being dogs to the Steelers, Nick. This makes absolutely zero sense to me. The Steelers team, the defense right now is, to me at least, rated 22nd out of 32 in the NFL. That is anything surprise you about the way you've changed ratings from the start of the season to now? Yes, I have downgraded the Steelers tremendously. It looks like there is a little bit of a step backwards for TJ Watt, which is honestly a carryover of the performance we saw from him at the end of last season, combined with the fact that there's just not enough difference makers on this team who can at least be available and healthy. The fact that the rushing attack for the Jets was just like they looked like gods out there week one against the Steelers team, and that the Seahawks, who I honestly thought the Seahawks were ready to just quit on Ken Walker, like, it's just not going to happen, Ken, thanks for coming, and Ken Walker goes out and runs for 100 yards at five six a clip against the Steelers team. So it's literally like, okay, well, if anyone with a beleaguered rushing attack can just figure out a way to get it going on the ground against the Steelers and put them in negative game states. And then you're asking, Aaron Rodgers, who is very, very susceptible to pressure right now, to make some miracles and come back against teams like this. I think sets up well for the Patriots to get another win. I liked a lot of what I saw from the Patriots offensively against the Miami Dolphins defense. And I will caveat this with, yes, I know the Miami Dolphins defense did not roster or put a secondary on the field. But the fact that the Patriots kind of like they reined in some of the complexity, they gave Drake May some easier looks, I thought. And in general, did a nice job of kind of carrying over cohesion in the offensive line with some of the run blocking that we saw against a good D line. I would expect that the Patriots can build on that really put the Steelers in a difficult spot in this one. My numbers right now don't love the Patriots. I think they're a minus team overall. But the gap between the Steelers and the Patriots is nil. And the fact that Patriots have some home field advantage here, I think, is enough for me to get involved on the money line. And yes, I am ready to come on next week and complain about Mike Vrabel and some of his in-game decision making. The end of the Patriots-Dolphins game had some coaching decisions that were literally like, yeah, put this in the book of what not to do. Type of vibe to them. But that said, just from a talent standpoint, Patriots have the advantage here, and market's still slow catching up to the fact that the Steelers defense potentially washed.
Yeah, the best money line price I could see right now on that game is if you like New England, it's sitting at a +110. So make sure you shop around out there. BetMGM has it at +105. How about the AFC South clash? We saw the Houston Texans last night fall to Tampa. They're now 0-2. Must win game on Sunday. Don't want to drop to 0-3, especially with the way that Indianapolis looks. Texans, though, 1.5-point underdogs on the road at the Jaguars. Total 44. How are you betting Houston and Jacksonville?
Yeah, dysfunctional offensive line for the Texans. No semblance of a rushing game. You would think that that sets up for an opportunity to get in good with the Jaguars here at the cheap price. But I disagree. I think the Texans are still the better team overall. I think that even with home field advantage, I would make Texans a small favorite here. So I took them on the plus money. Just in general, kind of like the opportunity for the Texans defense to really, continue just to frustrate what's going on with Trevor Lawrence and Liam Cohen right now. The Jaguars have faced now the Panthers and the Bengals defenses this season. They're not good. Neither of those defenses is any good. And you could convince me that the Bengals at least can at times generate a bit of a pass rush. But it's not anywhere close to this level that you are now stepping up facing this Texans defense, who is going to have a lot of opportunities to really put Trevor Lawrence in, into kind of make decisions quicker mode. You know what Trevor Lawrence has been doing poorly this year? Making good, quick decisions. He is really, really not on, kind of comfortable with what's being asked offensively. The friction between him and Cohen is palpable. And his expected number one receiver in Brian Thomas Jr. is not the player we saw on the field last year. He's not. The drops, the lack of effort, the attitude, the body language, something is up with that guy. And, the fact that it's not clear then who do you go to in the passing game between this next cast of characters is going to be a problem. And I would expect that Texans finally get on the winning side of the ledger in this one in an ugly game. And there were moments where CJ Stroud did some pretty unremarkable things last night. Where he threw some passes that were, you'd love to see them. You'd love to have him have another chance at that. Just generally, I think have been enough highs through 2 weeks, and there is a learning curve with this offense that you are starting to see dividends with some of the passing concepts. And the Jaguars defense is a problem. It is staring everyone in the face, and nobody is noticing it because they have played, a helpless Panthers team week one, followed up with, largely a backup quarterback week two. And I think Stroud and Nico Collins break out this week, set the wheels in motion to come back a bit in that division, albeit they've dug themselves a nice little hole. Just in general, I think this Texans squad is probably by low right now. And I say this knowing that when we started the season, I was like universe low on Texans. I was off market low, did not think that the market had this team pegged right at all. And the market has since come down to where I was and gone past it to where I think it is an overreaction. This is the way it goes. We're 3 weeks into the season and we got to buy low on a team that I never thought I would be betting on this year.
You better you bet on this Tuesday. Our guest, the Whale Capper, Drew Densick, on Twitter at @whale_capper. We got 5 minutes left. I'd like to hit as many games as possible, Drew. Let's go lightning round here, maybe 30 seconds per. Vikings and Bengals, battle of backup quarterbacks. Carson Wentz for Minnesota, Jake Browning for Cincinnati. Minnesota, 3-point home favorite, although it looks like this might drop to 2.5. Totals 42. Are you betting Vikings, Bengals? If so, how? 30 seconds.
If you can still get a 3, don't walk, run to the window for the 3. I think Browning and company are going to be just fine against this Vikings team. The Vikings defense right now is a major problem. If they faced a good, complete offense this week with the starting quarterback, there's no chance they would be favored. All of the missing pieces, all the missing bodies, and just in general, the attrition that we've already seen through 2 weeks has really hurt that unit in terms of just talent. While Carson Wentz may ultimately be fine because Kevin O'Connell is a witch, I don't know that that's happening week one. His super late addition to the team during training camp and his lack of reps with these guys and the fact that he's not going to have a healthy offensive line are all reasons to be very, very doubtful that this is just a clean, easy, entry spot for Carson Wentz with this offense. So I make this game a pick. I think the Vikings are in a very, very bad way right now. And the fact that they have so many important injuries on both sides of the ball, and after potentially losing this game to the Bengals, have to pack it up and go to Europe for 2 weeks is wild. I don't know how the Vikings get their season back on track. I don't know if they even take McCarthy to Europe, but he really needed those reps in sort of that extended preseason, extended training camp that you get when you're away with the team for a week like that. I think that this ankle injury and his inability to kind of get the reps he needs early in the season is really going to have negative effects on his development. So I didn't think we were going to be here already through week three, and the injury was maybe it was fluky. Consider me sincerely concerned about the JJ McCarthy era.
3 minutes to go. I want to hit three more games here. Eagles and the Rams. The Rams are getting bet right now. This looks like it may come off three. So Philly's 3.5 at the moment, 44.5. Give me 30 seconds here on Eagles and Rams.
Any more action towards LA here, and I got to bet Philly. I get why people are excited about the Rams right now. I'm excited about the Rams right now. They're like my number 7 team in the NFL. I think the defense is, people are watching the film and they're like, oh my God, these guys are young. They're nasty. They don't have really a clear and obvious hole. Like, these guys are good. And, you know, anyone who thought that coming into the season, Matthew Stafford was done, well, he took some sort of magic rejuvenation potion and looks like a much younger and much more ready to play player than anyone anticipated. And so, you know, use your late season rating for Matthew Stafford when you come up with a number for this Rams team. And even with all of that, there is no way I can get to three for this Eagles-Rams team. So the minute it ticks there, I'm betting Eagles -3. This is a brutal spot for the Rams. They traveled cross country last week to play a Titans team that gave them more of a fight than they expected. They go back to LA. They fly back to Philly this week. They have more travel coming up that you know, that they need to be kind of conscientious of how much they're testing these guys, using their, you know, using their juice in practice. So they could be a little bit less prepared than you would normally want to be in a game like this, just to try to keep the miles off these guys. I the Rams can be competitive. They could win this game. You know, I look at the talent gap between these two teams. I look at my gap in terms of fair between these two teams. I think 3.5 is perfect. So if you're going to give me three, I will take it with the Eagles.
We have 10 seconds for this answer. Broncos or Chargers? Chargers 2.5. What do you like on Sunday? 10 seconds.
Broncos.
Money
not
line?
Like super excited about it. Yeah, money line.
Oh,
if you're going to play it.
I'm very excited. The Chargers game plan against the Raiders was just annoying.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting. I'm not excited about it, but yeah, Broncos.
Or Browns keep it close.
Packers choose their number. Really.
Kind of like the under of the game. That's interesting. Browns.
You know why you like the under? Because we're going to get a healthy, healthy dose of Mr. Dylan Gabriel in that one.
Oh, my God. Yeah, this is Browns team total under. On Twitter at @whale_capper, NBC Sports, the Deep Dive Podcast. My friend, you're going to smash it this week. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, best of luck, guys.
The Whale Capper, Drew Dinsick, joining us on You Better You Bet. On the other side, all our bets for tonight in the world of sports.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you
what
know why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
All right, have some thank yous to dole out before we wrap up the terrific Football Tuesday edition of You Better You Bet with all our bets for tonight in the world of sports. And by that I mean Femi's bets, Jake's bets, and Tyler's bets. The bet that I'm making is save my marriage by spending time with my wife, because there's no football tonight. So that's what has to happen for me. That's the bet that I am making. It's the bet on my marriage. We'll find out what the guys think coming up momentarily. But first, some thank yous. We had two tremendous guests on the show today. Odyssey Sports NFL insider Mark Schlereth, who was awesome, breaking down, among other things, his Fox Sports teammate Tom Brady, and if there's a conflict of interest there. Also gave us some interesting thoughts on the Chiefs and the Bengals and their chances to make the playoffs, since he without Joe Burrow and the Chiefs, at 0-2. And then you just heard from the Whale Capper, Drew Dinsick, his best bets for week 3 in the NFL. And if you, dear listener and dear viewer, missed our guests, missed today's show, 4 hours of wagertainment, don't forget to download and subscribe to You Better You Bet in podcast form. Just search You Bet wherever you find your podcasts. You can catch up on everything you missed, including Femi's Hour, where he gave out his best bet to make in the Heisman Trophy market this week. Search You Bet wherever you find your podcasts. Our show sponsor is BetMGM, and we want you, dear listener and dear viewer, to swing big on your next MLB parlay by using today's Parlay Boost token to score a bigger payout. If your baseball parlay hits, make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app and please gamble responsibly. Our executive producer is Bill Zimmerman. Our technical director, Tyler Morales, who's wearing socks with sandals. Our engineer is Jake the Snake Hassan. Our video producer is God's Perfect Creation, Downtown Mike Brown, who promised last week he would get Mark Schlereth's video situation fixed. Mark Schlereth was on the phone today. And our associate producer, the great Addie Bates. Coming up after us is a four-hour live betting extravaganza known to you and yours as BetMGM Tonight, featuring our pal Ryan Horvath and our guest at this time, the extremely entertaining and the very handsome Brad Evans. Brad, happy Tuesday. Hola, amigo.
Hola, amigos. Happy Team Ramos Tuesday to you and yours.
Oh, I love that. So Brad will give us his best bets for tonight in a moment. But we were talking last week, Brad. This is not the setup to a joke. This is true. Femi, myself, and Bill were talking last week. So I say this, and I'm curious if you agree with this. So who does, like, the imaging on your guy's show? Is it Russ, like the Chicago voice guy that does your imaging?
Yes, primarily.
Do you think he's good?
Yeah, he's got a great voice.
Okay, I think he's terrible. And he does our imaging, and I think it sucks. And I'm ready for something new. And we were talking, and I was like, you know who actually, like, who might be great is Brad. Like, Brad's, like, in on the bit. He's very funny. He makes us laugh. So we have emailed, Bill Zimmerman emailed Brad the things copy. Like, the copy, like, for the imaging. And, Jake, get it ready in case we want to play it, just for context of what we're talking about here. And, Brad, we were hoping that you could, and obviously, like, audition implies that you want this gig. You may not want it. But I was hoping that you would audition for us here. We'll see how we like it. And maybe that you would be one of the new voices of You Better You Bet, like doing our imaging. How do you feel about that?
No pressure. Let's rock.
Okay, so first, just for context, Jake is going to play the open to things. I think this is overproduced. It's entirely too dramatic. There's too much sauce on it, or rouse, as we call it, for Russ's sauce, rouse. Go ahead, Jake, play it.
We've scanned the globe. We've searched near and far. We've found the best of the best. And now, You Better You Bet brings you things.
All right, we can cut it. Actually, you know, just bring the bed down. Bring the bed down. Yeah, leave it up a little bit. So, Brad, can you give us your best? Like, you're doing the imaging here. You are going to be a star voiceover guy. How would you read the things copy?
Certainly wouldn't do it with that much dramatic flair. So let's go ahead and give it a whirl in 3, 2, we've scanned the globe. We've searched near and far. We've found the best of the best. And now You Better You Bet brings you things.
Honestly, Brad's way better than Russ. Femi, do you like? Yes. And you, Femi, you can be honest. Like, who's better?
Brad is a big time talent. I also will say this though, I know Brad's got a little bit more velocity that he can go to. Like if we want to ratchet it up a little bit. Yeah. Now, we don't want to ratchet up too much. We don't want too much Ross on it. But, like, there's a little bit more there that I think Brad, but I think we're close. I think we're close.
Brad, do you want to give it? So you can be honest. And were you, like, a little purposefully, like dialed back there?
Not really. I'm just me being me. But we can give it a second chance if you guys want to hear another copy.
How about this? This is how I put it. Like Brad Evans did that first audition. I need the bald freak for this one.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so you want a little extra spice. All right, here we go.
Yeah.
In 3, 2, we've scanned the globe. We've searched near and far. We found the best of the best. And now You Better You Bet brings you things.
That was a little freaky deaky. Yeah. We're going to convene, Brad. So, like, if we decide collectively that we would like for Brad Evans to voice some of our imaging, if we make that decision, are you open to doing that for us?
Yes. If tequila is involved as payment, I'm in.
So like, so we're in Vegas for the NCAA tournament. Like, drinks on us, and you'll read some imaging for us.
Lanejo.
Hells to the yes! I'm in on that fact.
Oh, I absolutely love it. Brad Evans is the voice of you. I honestly feel like I've been waiting for this moment for all my life.
Monday Night Football.
Oh Lord, Brad, what's the best bet for tonight in the world of sports?
I'm not going to give you a bet tonight. I'm going to look ahead to Thursday because you want to grab this before the plus money goes bye-bye. I'm taking the over on Devon Achane. 5.5 receptions at plus 115 there at BetMGM. He is going to be a busy man in the checkdown game. It's going to be dump off Devon in this one. A guy who has really accumulated a ton of catches against the Buffalo Bills in his career. In fact, the last couple of games, he has gone north of 50 yards receiving and back-to-back contest, caught at least 7 balls in those as well. And a guy that's going to be scoreboard chasing is numero uno in team target percentage among all running backs through 2 weeks of play. So Devon Achane going to be dynamite as a receiver in garbage time. Over 5.5 catches at plus 115. I can't believe it's plus money.
Brad, we appreciate everything. You're the best. Have a great show tonight on BetMGM tonight. We will catch up with you tomorrow where we will play, what's the name of the game? Name that prop. Guess that prop.
Predict the prop.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, a little alliteration. Brad, we're looking forward to that. Have a great show. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Zebby Matthews over 5.5 Ks. I'm out.
So he put some rouse on that at the end there with the I'm out. The great Brad Evans joining us on the show. BetMGM tonight coming up after us. All right. Bill Zimmerman is with us, our executive producer. Bill, what did you think of Brad's audition? Do you like him more or less than Russ?
I thought Brad did an excellent job. I think that would change things up a little bit. Like, we have Russ that does the hour open. So if we have Brad do some of the segment imaging, I think it would punch things up.
Should Brad do the actual open of the show or no? No, right?
I think we can have Russ.
Yeah, yeah. It might be an encroachment if Brad did the actual open.
Bill, will there be a new open tomorrow?
There would have been a new open at 5:00. I blew that one. So if we wanted to play the 4:00 open at 5, we had it. I thought I sent it to Jake, but but technology defeated me.
What do you think of Mike Brown's inability to get Mark Schlereth on video this week?
This goes beyond Mike Brown. It's not good. But yeah, it's just beyond Mike.
Would you like to share anyone who may or may not be at fault, or do you not want to do that?
No, I mean it's a collective from above.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Nick, if you're
Bill has just backed up the world's largest truck over everyone that works for the company. Thank you very much. The great Bill Zimmerman here on the show. All right, let's drop the dope best beat, and we'll get to the bets for tonight. Femi, what do you got cooking for tonight in sports?
I got some W. Nothing for me in baseball, but we have the WNBA playoffs, a couple of game twos, potential elimination games that we have on our docket there. The Dream have a 1-0 series lead, as do the Aces. I'm going to back the Aces. I think my beloved Seattle Storm go down, and they are eliminated tonight. Asia Wilson, I've been saying it all throughout this summer. She's got that look, and I think she's going to advance, and her team's going to cover the number. There's a 4 out there. I will be laying that 4. I like the Aces, but I think this is going to be set up to an interesting betting spot to where I think a lot of folks are going to be like, this is the Aces' time, collision course with them in Minnesota. I think the Atlanta Dream will beat them in the next round, but the Aces get it done tonight. They'll cover the number.
Oh, so wait. So if I wanted to, like, Aces money line, what am I parlaying it with? Tyler and Jake, you guys got anything good?
I mean, I like to think so. I'm with Brad on Zebulon's over for the strikeouts. Stole that one for me. I also like the Royals at home against Logan Gilbert, who's terrible on the road. I'll take the Padres, too, at a plus money price, and fade the Mets, who are trying their best to get out of the playoffs and just fall out of the wild card. So, sure, give me Michael King at plus money. I hope so, because it would be so funny, and I would laugh very, very hard.
Me too.
Not at Femi, but at the Mets.
I would love it. Tyler, what do you got? Yeah. What's the best bet for tonight? And then, like, we need to figure out what the one best bet is to parlay with Aces money line.
Well, I like the Mets tonight, so I don't know if you want my bet. They're Clay Holmes starting, and then Sean Manaea's coming. They're not going to let Clay Holmes pitch like 5 innings, which I think probably helps. And they're trying something new, so give me the Mets and the money line.
All right, so Femi, you want to break, like, what is the bet that we want to pair with the Aces money line?
How about you pair it with the other WNBA game that tips off in about 30 minutes? The Atlanta Dream. Do a moneyline favorite.
Dream Aces?
Dream Aces.
Tyler, why don't you like that? You're shaking.
Because the Mets are going to win.
So three-teamer?
Yeah.
Dream Aces Mets?
Oh, baby.
Mets are dreaming of an ace. Is it Clay Holmes?
Yes. Yes.
Can't wait. When my wife says, hey, like it's Tuesday, why are you looking at your phone? Well, Femi told me Asia Wilson had that look. He literally goes, I said all summer that Asia Wilson's got that look.
I've been saying it, man.
Like, if I've said it once, I've said it a billion times. Asia Wilson, she's got that look.
Wait till tomorrow night. One of the great stories in sports goes down as the Lynx beat the Valkyries.
I'm trying to think of, like, what else can Brad Evans voice for us? Now, like, I'm very excited for all the possibilities. All right. We'll catch everybody tomorrow on a wonderful Football Wednesday. Until then, for Femi Abebefe, I'm Nick Costos, wishing you, dear listener and dear viewer, minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck.
Thanks for listening to You Better You Bet. Up next, it's BetMGM Tonight on the BetMGM Network.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.